This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. If this thing went any slower, it'd be going backwards. You know that? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I hate computers, man. I just hate them. Can bring me a legal pad, will you? And a pencil? We'll be fine. See, those work. Even the batteries die. TheRealSide.com. You can find out more about the show, about me, about what we're talking about, what I'm talking about, and that kind of thing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Ah! What a great... Can we start again?
Go ahead.
It's too late. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you hop up to the website, or click onto the website, or go over to the website, you'll... We have, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on there. Smarter people than I. Right? Exactly. Perfect. Right? Anyway, smarter people than I in the chat room. Then if you head over to Facebook, we also have a live feed going on there. That's the one I was making fun of earlier and going, like, my God, this thing is going, it's slower than I am. Anyway, I got a lot I want to talk to you tonight. Kimberly Moran is going to join us later on. What are you laughing about? Because it's not you sneezing, right? It's me. Later on in the show, after the first break, I'm sure she'll have a lot to say. She was visited by Maxine Waters. And I know how much she loves her and feels sorry for her and just, you know, wants to help her do better. No, she wants to help Maxine do better. No, maybe not. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, can any of you guess how long Chuck Schumer's been in office? Don't Google it. I had to ask. I want you to write down these notes. You need to have this information. I don't care what you think you know about the guy. This is, if he is not the poster child for having term limits, then there isn't one. So Chuck Schumer started his political career in 1975. Yeah, about 2 years before I graduated. Now, let me see. He defeated... In 1998, he defeated three-term Republican incumbent Al D'Amato, 55-44%. Schumer was reelected in 2004 with 71%, again in 2010 with 66%, and 2016 with 70% of the vote. Now, before we got into the Senate, he served in the House of Representatives from 81 to 99. What do you think of that? Right? And then, God, this guy, he never stopped. Go figure this one out. He's a Harvard graduate, right? Harvard School of Law. He also did three terms in the New York State Assembly from 75 to 80. So take off your shoes, count your toes, count your fingers, figure this out. He has been in office. He has been living off of your dime, or a taxpayer dime, since 1975. Right? That's 42 years. The man hasn't had a real job in 42 years. Him and Bernie Sanders have been living off of your money, and they're well off. They got money. I'm telling you, man, you know, don't go to college. Go right into Congress. Go right into politics. By the time you become a senator, you'll be a multimillionaire. I don't even know. Can anyone explain to me how that happens? I started off hitting the ground, didn't I? Yeah, okay. And he was a chairman of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee from 05 to 09. And he only saw 14 seat gains. Anyway, I look at this stuff, and even on our side, I don't want our people there forever either. Oh, we actually had hair back in 1987. Very dark. I don't want our people there. John McCain, you know, God bless. I'm not making fun of him because he's got a disease. I'm making fun of him because he's been there forever, too. I mean, these guys, you can go back, Bob Dole, Nancy Pelosi, the fun one that we love to make fun of, what's her name, Waters, Maxine. She needs to go, too. This is like some of these people get on welfare and they move in. These guys, because this is welfare for them. Come on, and don't give me the PC stuff either. This is welfare for some of these guys. They move in on this stuff, they never get off. They stay there. Why? Why would you change? You have a, you get a guaranteed paycheck that won't bounce, right? Getting fired is almost impossible, especially in their positions. This was never, our founding fathers never meant it to be this way. They never meant for it to be this way. And yet we don't stop it. You complain about it, but what do you do to stop it? Seriously. Anyway, I wanted to do this last week, but Sander wasn't sure about this. But I'm sure about it. So, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever, posts pictures with rock legend, and the libs are losing their mind over it. Now, the former Olympian Bruce Jenner, known as Caitlyn Jenner, and you'll have to wait for this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe with Stadium Host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. We're Kimberly Marin, I hope. I think. Maybe. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Guess who joins me? As she does, it helps me kick off the week every week. Kimberly Marin joins me from the great state. I wish I had an echo thing, you know, of New Hampshire. Sure. Right. Oh, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we're going to talk, everybody from New England loved Aerosmith. I didn't know anybody when I grew up that didn't like Aerosmith. When I grew up in Boston, yeah, nobody didn't like nothing. So, anyway, apparently, Jenner posted a picture with rock legend Stephen Big Lips, right? Remember him? What are you laughing over there for? Why, Tyler, look at the man. You look at him, with his hair, with his face, the only thing you can focus on is how big his lips are. But anyway, so
Joe Perry was my personal favorite.
So apparently, the left is mad because of one of Aerosmith's, you know, greatest hits, and they felt like it made fun of Janet. Send me any emails. This is part of the story, and it's a great song. Seriously. I know. Okay, never mind. All right. Well, so any... are you still alive?
Yeah, I'm laughing.
Okay. So there's a picture of Jenner and Tyler together, and there was a whole dust-up with the liberals. They're having a fit over the caption because they think the song Dude Looks Like a Lady insults transgenders, who they believe don't just look like ladies, but they are ladies. So trans women have worked tirelessly for years to call out how dangerous the dude in a dress, you know, whole thing is all about. And it has been used to argue that trans women aren't real women. That's according to a Huffington Post writer, which right there discounts at 80%. And, but look at it. Jenner didn't have any problem with it. Why should anybody else? You know, they just can't figure out what they want, can they?
No, what they want is to be thought of as actual women with the same rights as actual women. That's, they thought it out all right, perfectly well. They want to redefine womanhood, which is why a huge majority of women are saying, take a hike. No, they're not ladies. They are men wearing women's clothing. And feel free to do that all you want. I don't care. It's when you start to infringe upon my rights as an actual woman, then I got a problem with it.
Well, what I thought it was, but you know as well as I do, what I thought was funny about this was it was never about trans women. You know,
you always
had those guys, especially coming into the 80s with the big hair. Remember?
Steven Tyler could pass as a woman if he shaved. I mean, come on.
Oh, I'm not going there.
But no, you're right. Yeah, in the 80s, all the long hair, you know, hair band.
Right.
From behind, I'm sure people looked like women.
You know, they really, the way they dressed, the way they, you know, walked and their hair. I remember my dad in the 70s making fun of the guys with the long hair from behind. He would always say, excuse me, miss. And they would turn around. He goes, hey, how was I supposed to know? So.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, really, they're making a big deal out of this song. Like, it was like Steven Tyler sat down and said, okay, this transgender thing is getting out of hand. Let's go ahead. How can we make fun of them? Yeah, it's just amazing to me. Speaking of some real whacktoid people, you had a visit from Maxine Waters this weekend.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you guys sit down, have coffee? I'm sure she was more than happy to see you.
I wasn't invited, so I protested.
You're part of the media.
There was actually only one road in, so we were at the end of the road on a main street holding signs against her.
Did she at least wave at you going in?
No, you didn't see her. She must have got there earlier than us, and we got there early.
Wow.
But all the lefties, most of them waved, and I know some of the state reps that were there. They waved. Some of them stopped. Say hi. But the funny part is, and I didn't even know this, there were Trump supporters from Massachusetts trolling the event with Trump signs out in front. It's fabulous.
I love it. I think they should do it more often. Seriously. I mean, they do it to us all the time. Do it to them. Let them taste it.
Yeah, exactly. I do it all the time. I can't tell you how many times I protested Hillary Clinton or her heinous husband. She was here, and it's funny because, you know, everybody was, it was actually kind of quiet about her coming, and then people started making a big deal out of it, like the GOP and whatever, because she's so bad. And so it's funny, like right before the event, the press was told they were uninvited. They couldn't come. Wasn't open to the press. Which I thought was pretty interesting because, number one, I mean, Maxine Waters loves any attention she can get. And, you know, if they love this woman so much and she's, you know, the head of the resistance and, you know, if millennials want her to run, she'll run for president. I mean, you know, you'd think they'd want the press there, right?
you know, what's funny is she had a town hall here a couple of weeks ago, and same thing. She locked out all the press. The only one that could get it was the mainstream press that they had, you know, the major channels. And on top of that, she was having the Trump supporters push back almost across the street from the event. Now, how do you do that? I have no idea how to get away with that, you know?
They shouldn't be able to get away with that. It was on public property. You know, they shouldn't. But, you know, it's just interesting because I think even regular Democrats realize how extreme she is. I mean, this is a woman who supports a cop killer, not just any old cop killer, a cop killer who assassinated a cop, escaped from a prison, and was exiled in Cuba. And right. She supports that woman. She supports murderous dictator Fidel Castro and his brother. So, and of course, she, as you know, she doesn't represent her constituents. She doesn't even live in the gangland.
Oh,
that
no.
She lives in a, you know, $4 million mansion outside of her district. But, you know,
which
whatever.
The district she lives in is 11% African-American. And the district that she represents is like 88% African-American.
Yeah.
Right? The poverty level is up there. It's like 40-41%.
She said nothing. Yeah, the murder count keeps growing. She's done nothing to help her constituents.
No.
But it's funny, when I first heard she was coming here, I was like, what are they, insane? They really think she represents anybody or comes close to representing anybody in New Hampshire? But apparently she represents the New Hampshire Democrat Party and the extreme left that they've become. So, hey, you know, Auntie Maxine came and, you know, slammed Trump and said she's going to take him down and all this other stuff. And, you know, I mean, Hillary Clinton only won by 2,700 votes, so
listen,
maybe they kept the press out because it wouldn't look so good.
We got to go for a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about another auntie and uncle. Auntie and Uncle Bernie and Jane. And what they had to do recently and how nobody's talking about it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. What do you want to keep dancing? On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate the time she spends with me, kicking the crazy week. I mean, we got a whole bunch of crazy stories tonight. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you've been following this and you've been writing about it, but what irritated me is lately when we're hearing all those things about how, you know, Trump and his family and other members are lawyering up and they're switching lawyers and they're getting lawyers and there must be something wrong if they have all these high-powered lawyers. What about when Bernie and Janie, you know, got their own attorneys? How about when they lawyered up, you know, over this? If they're not doing anything wrong, why do they need lawyers on all this Burlington College? If we have any movement on that, or what's going on with that?
The most recent thing I saw was that it wasn't just Jane that was part of the issue. It was that Bernie Sanders' office pressured the bank as well. So it's not just about his wife.
They didn't pressure the bank. Stop spreading rumors. All he did, his office called the bank and, you know, said that he saw that they were on the audit list and he might be able to help out should there be any issues that they come up with. Oh, and by the way, where was his wife's paperwork in the system?
Well, you know what's interesting, and I don't know if we talked about this before, but Jane Sanders, Bernie said their daughter, I can't believe they reproduced, but she had some kind of woodworking classes and was getting paid huge, hundreds of thousands, from the college to do that.
To teach woodworking. Wow, yes. I only knew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's Vermont.
And if he was a Republican senator, I wonder where that would have gone. I don't want to change his registration. He's, you know, they got him down as an independent. He's not independent. You and I both know that.
He's a communist. He's not even a socialist. The guys
jump right off.
I don't know if they can register those parties. I think they can only register. Every state's different, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the rules for federal because, you know, the Green Party obviously can register. It's every state is different because you can't be on every state's ballot the same way or something. I don't remember.
Well, it's funny here in California. I think we have like, what do we have, like 120 parties? We got the Green Party, the Independent Party, the Decline to State. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on here in California. It's just crazy.
Wow.
So, no. Hey, did you see that new movie, Dunkirk?
No. I have not.
Because there's too many white people in it?
No. I've heard...
You hear that's what they're screaming about, right? You hear the general populace is screaming that the problem with it is that there's too many white people, which is really funny because where it takes place, there's mostly white people. I don't know. Just kind of confused.
Isn't it a war movie?
Yes.
Was it World War II? I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know anything about...
I just think it's funny because it's very obvious. It's World War II, right? Lots of Europeans. Hello. What do they want it to look like? It took place in the middle of Africa?
Dude, you know, they have now come to the point where they whine and moan about everything because they believe that affirmative action should be a part of everything other than real life.
Well, they want you to rewrite history, right? This is the movie is about the evacuation of northern France by British and its allies. So I don't know. Last I checked, most people in England are a little white. You know, if you're from northern France, you're probably a little white. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just guessing here. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but
well, especially back then. I mean, we're not talking like it was last week.
I can't stand these people. When you read stuff like this, here's another one that you're going to... Let's see how you feel about this one. Apparently, the UC San Diego students are protesting Dalai Lama for being oppressive.
What?
They don't want to... Okay, you're sitting down, right? Because I don't want you popping an eyeball and falling on the floor. So the students at the University of California, San Diego, staged a protest last week in hopes that school administrators would cancel a planned appearance by the highly conservative and controversial Dalai Lama because he's so oppressive of his people. You know, but these are the same loons that wouldn't have a problem with Ahmadinejad coming to campus. Are these
do these morons even know who the Dalai Lama is? He's a Buddhist. Oh, my God.
Oh, hey. You know, these are the people. Now, I want you to think about something here. These libs are the ones who are always talking about tolerance and understanding. What person on the face of the planet in today's, environment, who is more tolerant than the Dalai Lama? Right? He finds good in everything. He'd find good in Hitler, this guy.
Yeah.
Right?
He'd find good in spiders.
I get the biggest kick out of this.
Oh my God, no. We can't get a kick out of this because this is psychotic. You're right, these people would welcome Ahmadinejad. They would welcome any kind of insane, extreme Islamic jihadists who would kill every single one of them just for being infidels. They would welcome that person on their campus. Or they'd welcome Raul Castro, who is an oppressive dictator. They would they would welcome the little fat boy over in North Korea.
Now, why would you fat shame him? Seriously.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't think of his name really quickly off the top of my head.
The husky guy over in North
Korea. I don't want to say anything so I can say that. but this is the sickness. It's not. They're being taught this, and that's one of the problems, right? They're being indoctrinated to think communism and dictatorships like this are good, as if these people actually care about the people, and the people are better off. And it doesn't help that you have the media that doesn't tell the truth. You have morons like Michael Moore who make movies claiming Cuba's healthcare is good when in reality the healthcare for the people is some of the most atrocious in the world.
Didn't what's his name had to go to Venezuela or someplace else to have his surgery at one time the other dictator,
yes.
Fidel, right?
Yes.
He had to go somewhere else to get his surgery done. So
yeah,
he can't be that good where he's at.
Well, I don't know why he had to go somewhere else. They do have the medical facilities they have for people not from the country and the elites in the country are supposed to be pretty decent, but maybe they only focus on, slighter stuff. I don't know.
It's just never ending. It's always It's just always amazing with these people. They never look at facts. They never look at truly what's going on. You know, it was like, what was his name? Bernie Sanders. When he said, when he was on the campaign show, remember when he said people living in Bucharest, Romania, have access to much faster internet than most of the U.S.? That's unacceptable and must change, right? But what he forgot about, in Romania, the reason they have faster internet is because they killed the commie dictator on Christmas morning in 1989, and they threw him out and opened it up to markets, and all of a sudden, they got faster, you know, they got faster everything. They started getting electricity, they had phone lines, they had more food, they had more toilet paper. I mean, really, they forget all, do they forget all of this, or are they just out and out liars?
No, well, in Bernie Sanders' case, he's probably lying intentionally. And unfortunately, the morons who follow him believe him. I know someone who lived under Romania, communist Romania, and it was pretty horrifying, especially when she came here and realized how free we were here. You know, when you grow up a certain way, you don't necessarily realize how bad it is. You know it's possibly not good, but you don't realize how bad it is until you go to the U.S., which is the most free country on the planet, and you understand that freedom. That's why anyone I've ever known, and I know many, who grew up in communist countries, absolutely don't understand why anyone in the United States votes for anyone on the left, ever, ever. They don't understand it. Because those people, Democrats are always, and not always, I know not all Democrat voters are, but their leaders have now turned into all the extreme left. And these are the people that brought communism into these other countries. But, you know, they bring it in by votes, right? Mm-hmm. It's not usually a big takeover. It's by votes. And they suck people into believing that it's actually a good thing. And in reality, it turns out into a misery filled with hell and violence and death.
Well, it's like last week I did a story on most millennials want socialism, but they can't tell you what it is. And there's even a larger portion that love communism. Hey, we're going to be back in a minute. We're going for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of crazy stories we're going to hit tonight. I got a lot of good stuff from the weekend and the end of last week. Always good. And always good to have Kimberly Marin with me. I always appreciate her time with me kicking off the week. Kimberly, thanks for being here tonight.
Sorry, thanks for having me. I was on mute and I couldn't get my mouse over to my computer fast enough.
Tell people where they can find your stories, your writings, that kind of thing.
I am at New Hampshire Political Buzz. I am at Western Journalism. I am at Heartland Institute and Conservative IND on Twitter.
Do you sleep?
What?
Do you ever sleep?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Seriously. Hey, what were your thoughts when you heard that Schumer was slamming Clinton, right? I mean, when you think about what he said, that is a slam. That, you know, she needs to look at herself. The party needs to look at itself as to why they lost that. I mean, I'm like, wow. Did he really say that?
Yeah, but he doesn't mean it. He's just trying to pretend.
Ah.
You know? No, I agree. You know, most of the time... It's funny because an extreme left winger that is in New Hampshire legislate government said yesterday, it's time to move forward from resisting and start coming up with something. And did you see the slogan that Democrats came up with?
You mean the Papa John's slogan? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure the better jobs with the B and J was created by Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
With their better skills, BS. Come on. It's the perfect Democrat.
Whoa. You know what? They don't know how to do the opposition stuff sometimes because they should have looked at that, given it to somebody else, and said, okay, make fun of this. How would you make fun of this?
But oh, yeah.
Let them go out and start selling it. You know, you heard him. He's going to come out. He's going to tout all these new plans and new things that they want to do, and he's going to put legislation on the table. Now, I didn't know that legislation started in the Senate. I thought it was supposed to start in Congress, but what do I know? You've got to put all these bills on the table and for the president to sign, to create jobs, to change the economy. I like where the economy's going. I like where jobs are. I don't want them to everything they touch blows up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because everything Democrats do doesn't create anything good. It's all bad. It either hurts jobs, hurts the economy, creates more government dependence. It doesn't do anything good for people. And that's what people don't understand. When they say they're going to give you free health care, no, it's not really free. Other people are going to have to pay for it. It's going to kill business. It's going to kill jobs. And eventually it might kill your job and you'll be jobless. But, oh, wait, you might have some crappy Medicaid. And eventually you're going to be dependent on the government. You're going to have no choices. And you're going to be subject to their mandates and dictates.
It's that government dependence that they just don't really honestly seem to understand. And I'll never get that. It's not brain surgery. It shouldn't be that hard, you know, to figure out. But, hey, you and I were talking during the break, and you said you recently wrote a piece where you were following a story on the subway systems there in New York, and well, New York City in particular, and how bad they are. How bad are they?
They are so bad. They are so bad that Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio are actually fighting over who should be fixing them. I wrote about it earlier today, and people were posting, you know, there's more delays and more disruptions. So people were posting photos of the trains, one specific stop in a train station. It was horrifying. Horrifying. I would have gotten out of there as fast as I could have moved, if I could move. That's how bad it was. And then, you know, when people had to shift because another train was canceled, they went to the bus, and there was a huge mob of people. These are just people trying to get to work, Joe. They just want to get to work. You know, the fares keep increasing. And then, you know, this weekend, de Blasio was on the train for a press conference photo op. And according to sources from the New York Post, he asked that the police clean up the homeless that are on the train stations over these few stops he was on, you know, to make it look better.
Is this the one, too, where that woman nailed him, the angry mom? She nailed him and he started running away from her? And she was chasing him, wanting to know what the heck he was doing overseas when he should have been taking care of business here? He wouldn't answer her.
That's the same mayor. Yes, that's the same mayor. Don't ever mess with an Italian mama from Queens. Ever. You know that.
Yo.
Don't ever mess with an Italian mama, period. But, yeah, she was telling him off about the whole cop thing. He was there to talk about something else, and she gave it to him. But, yeah, same mayor. He's probably the worst mayor that New York City has ever, ever had. He's horrifying. Yeah. This is a guy, I think, who went on vacation in Cuba for his honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Him and Bernie, right? You know, Bernie and
Bernie
his wife
went to
right
Russia, though. Soviet Union,
Russia.
Right?
I'm sorry. Well, what's the difference?
One place is warmer.
Oh.
But, yeah, so, no, de Blasio is really, really, really horrifying. And he's just made the city worse. And I used to go to New York City all the time, and you can notice a difference, honestly. I won't go in the subways anymore. Nasty. It's nasty.
Well, yeah, apparently, you know, he's rerouted money for some of the streets you know, some street work that needed to be done and what have you. And he's just he's taking more and more and more money away from the poor neighborhoods. But this Marsha Kramer, who I guess was chasing him down, or no, the Marsha was the reporter, but they were calling him the Cowardly Lion and the Wizard of Oz, because when the woman was trying to get him to answer questions, when she was asking him questions, he took off, you know, like the lion in Oz. He couldn't get out of there fast enough, getting one of his SUVs, you know, the gas guzzling, you know, carbon burning SUVs to get out of there. And she wouldn't let him go.
No, she was yelling at him the whole way he was walking away from her.
Yeah, because he was talking about all the work, the eco work he was going to do, and she's yelling at him, I want to know why you're doing this. Why are you not taking care of the police? Who cares about trees? We care about our police. And he's afraid of a one little old Italian woman.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow,
she was
that
awesome.
Was great. She chasing him away.
And she was funny, too, in the video. She's like, and when they come and they cut down the trees and they do the things with the trees, they don't even do it right. And I can tell you that after being in landscaping for 20-something years. It was awesome. Although she didn't have as much of a New York accent as I just did. But
yeah, well, probably a little more Italian to it.
Yeah, there was definitely more. But she was she was great.
So
you know, she told them off.
So as New Yorkers are struggling to get around in the subway systems or what's left of them or how they're working, you said you were telling me earlier that the governor and Mr. De Blasio are fighting over really who should pay for it, who should fix it.
Yeah, there's a law that says New York City is responsible for X amount of dollars, and then the state, because the MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, is actually run by the state. So New York City is responsible by law for a certain amount of millions of dollars, and the state is responsible for the rest. Well, these two fools need to get together and just get it done, as opposed to having people suffer. Because really, if you've ever taken a commuter rail or public transportation like that on a daily basis because you need to get to work, because driving a car is even more impossible, it's really a stressful, anxious situation when you can't rely on this transportation as it's supposed to be there. And like I said, fares are increasing. People can't drive into the city because there's nowhere to park, and it would probably take forever. The transportation, it's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for people who rely on it.
Well, yeah, and you're right. I mean, the subway, mass transportation for them is a big deal. It's really the only way to get around there. So, and there's a lot of taxes generated from that. There's a lot of money generated from the people working in New York. So I don't know why this is such a big deal. But hey, whatever. I'm still enjoying the part where the Italian woman was verbally browbeating this guy, you know, and really letting him have it. So, and the little coward boy ran away. I mean, can't believe it. He ran away from her.
And he's not even little. He's a tall dude.
Yeah.
She's this little. She's this little tiny thing up in his face saying, "What are you doing?" I thought it was great. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And he was a coward. Instead of standing there and trying to answer her questions, he turned and walked away. He turned his back on the people like he's been doing since he was elected. And you got to remember, the voter turnout in New York was so low. That's why this lunatic won. People in New York did this to themselves, and New York City did this to themselves. They need to get another good guy. Maybe there was no one else. Maybe the other guy was, or woman was worse. I don't know. But they need to get someone good in there because, you know what, New York City is a great city. And it needs to be taken care of by the proper people in the government because you get someone bad like De Blasio and the city just goes downhill and pretty soon.
Oh, I think it's like other things.
Things
are going okay. Yeah. Crime is dropping. Streets are clean. Nobody's really thinking about the election. You're right. I know. It was like miserably low. Was it like 17% somewhere?
It was horrible.
Way down. Hey.
For a big city, yeah.
We're up against it. Got to tell people where to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, Western Journalism, Conservative IND on Twitter. And have a great week, Joe, and everyone.
I always will. Thank you. Hey, next hour. I don't know if you knew this, but 25 years ago, the hole in the ozone layer was taking us out. We were done. It was time to sell everything. Guess what? Can't find the hole. Somehow it healed itself. Or maybe it was never there. I don't know. It's a legend. You just never know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll talk about that and a lot more crazy stuff on the other side of the break. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.